Combo supporters endorsed Brian Mundwile for president ahead of August polls. ZESCO board chairperson assures the nation of electricity stability beyond post-election period. And international news, South Africa's president unveils crackdown on illegal migration. And also within sports news, former Bafana Bafana midfielder Steven Pienaar hints at major Ajax-linked youth project in Africa.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I am Shekinah Sakala. Supporters of Mazibuko independent candidate Gary Nkombo have expressed frustration and are now endorsing Brian Mundwile for the presidency ahead of the August 13th presidential election. The shift in support came amid a tense altercation between Nkombo's supporters and police following the cancellation of his campaign rally launch. Supporters accuse the United Party for National Development, UPND, of intolerance and undermining democratic principles, I beg your pardon. They warned that if the UPND's actions go unchecked, the party could jeopardize the democratic space and political tolerance that Zambia has maintained since adopting the multi-party democracy. The supporters condemned the police's intervention, asserting that Nkombo's campaigns will not be halted by the UPND. Police officials informed Nkombo and his followers that campaigns for all independent candidates, including the ruling party in Mazibuko district, have been suspended, a move supporters labeled as undemocratic and a violation of their democratic rights. Mazibuko District Police Deputy Commanding Officer Stable Chisonga ordered Nkombo yesterday not to proceed with the rally, citing the official campaign timetable that placed Nkombo in Neganega, not Zambia compound. Despite Nkombo representing and presenting a valid police permit authorizing the rally in Zambia compound, Mr. Chisonga, appearing visibly unsettled, argued that the event would disrupt peace and cause confusion. He therefore directed Mr. Nkombo to cancel the political gathering. Meanwhile, police officers aggressively disrupted another gathering at Mr. Nkombo's campaign center, firing tear gas and canisters and rubber bullets at a peaceful crowd for refusing to disperse. And within a separate development, ZESCO board chairperson Vixen Nkube has assured Zambians that the country currently enjoys relative electricity stability and is expected to maintain this positive trajectory even after the upcoming general elections. However, Mr. Nkube cautioned that the anticipated Super El Nino weather phenomenon could adversely affect the nation's electricity stability unless consumers invest more in solar energy. Within an interview with Pentagon News Zambia, Mr. Nkube emphasized the importance of Zambians investing in solar power amid low demand of photovoltaic equipment, further supported by the stable kwacha exchange rate against major international currencies. He highlighted solar investment at the consumer level as a valuable income opportunity through net metering. Mr. Nkube also revealed that Zambia has made significant progress with net metering, successfully channeling a substantial portion of power to industries while ensuring domestic solar use during the day and relying on the national grid at night. He noted that net metering has benefited prosumers who both consume and produce electricity, thereby promoting sustainable energy use in the country.
We were progressing very well with net metering. In the process, we were also able to channel a good portion of our power to the industry, while domestic, where daytime on solar, nighttime back to the grid, and the net movement benefits the consumer, who is now called the prosumer. I am sure you are hearing a lot of talk of Super El Nino coming. It's just a hodgepodge of consequences that are going to come with us. Now, when we have solar on our roof, sun will give us electricity. If it will be water, the water will give us electricity. I would really, really appeal to every Zambian who is able to put up solar on their roof and do net metering, to do it right now. Because of the fact that there's no high demand for panels and solar solutions, of course also augmented by the stability of the dollar and of the quality.
And energy expert engineer Boniface Zulu has called on Zambians to take seriously ZESCO's warning about the anticipated effects of El Nino on electricity generation and supply. Engineer Zulu has emphasized that ZESCO board chairperson Victor Nkube's call for citizens to prepare by investing in solar energy and adopting net metering is both real and timely. Within an interview with Power FM, engineer Zulu said Zambia's energy future is at a crossroads and stressed that resilience is no longer the government's sole responsibility. Engineer Zulu is therefore urging for a stronger shift from heavy electricity dependence on hydropower, citing how changing climate patterns are reshaping rainfall patterns and leaving Zambia's electricity grid vulnerable to droughts and floods. Currently, Zambia relies on hydroelectricity for 85% of its power. Meanwhile, he said the rising demand driven by population growth and expanding industries is adding more pressure on power generation. Engineer Zulu explained that electricity demand is outpacing supply, creating a significant power deficit that negatively impacts productivity, education and health across the country.
ZESCO's message is not just another announcement. It is a timely warning that every Zambian must heed. The world is changing and Zambia must change with it. Over 85% of our electricity comes from hydro. Yes, global warming and El Nino are reshaping rainfall patterns in ways that threaten this lifeline. Droughts lower water levels. Floods damage infrastructure and both put our energy security at a risk. Meanwhile, our population is growing, demand for electricity is rising, and the national grid is under increasing stress. Government's efforts, such as adding 700 megawatts from solar investments, are commendable and show determination. But action speaks louder than words. Demand is increasing daily, and unless we rapidly expand generation capacity, the risk of renewed load shedding remains. This is why resilience must begin at home. Ordinary Zambians must understand that they can build their own generation capacity within the comfort of their homes. Solar panels, LPG gas and biofuels are not a luxury anymore. They are a lifeline.
State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says government has over the past 5 years implemented policy reforms that prioritize citizens' participation in the economy. Mr. Hamasaka cited Statutory Instrument No. 68 of 2025, the local content regulation for the mining sector, which is designed to ensure that local suppliers and citizens gain maximum value from mining activities throughout the country. He explained that the regulations, which came into effect on January 1, 2026, require an increasing portion of core mining procurement to be allocated to Zambian-owned and citizen-empowered companies, starting at 20% and rising to 40%. He added that the new law also reserves all non-core services exclusively for local firms, grants Zambian bidders at a price preference, and mandates mines to invest in building the capacity of future local suppliers. Mr. Hamasaka further highlighted that, according to the 2025 data from the major mining operators, the positive economic impact of these regulations include First Quantum Minerals expenditures of $2.14 billion on Zambian suppliers, supporting over 1,500 local businesses. Meanwhile, Barrick Lumwana's mine procured goods and services worth $356 million from Zambian companies in the first half of 2025 alone, representing 73% of the total purchases. He further explained that First Quantum's Kansanshi S3 expansion project engaged more than 2,500 Zambians and 5,335 local companies, building skills and capacity that he underscored will last beyond the project. Meanwhile, Mr. Hamasaka said President Hakainde Hichilema is optimistic that the Copperbelt region is regaining its former vibrancy while acknowledging that continued efforts are necessary. Mr. Hamasaka has emphasized President Hichilema's call to ensure that wealth generated from Zambia's natural resources directly benefits local businesses and improves the livelihoods of Zambians. In international news, at least 360 people kidnapped by Boko Haram jihadists from the mainly Muslim community in Nigeria's northeastern Borno state in March have been freed from a remote mountain hideout. The circumstances of how they are freed are disputed. The army says it had launched an unprecedented intelligence-led operation that had been weeks in the planning and taken the Islamist militants by surprise. But a local group, the Borno South Youth Initiative, says it mediated the unconditional release, putting the number of those freed to 416. Mass abductions by armed groups for ransom have become a common tactic in Nigeria in recent years, and though it is illegal to pay ransoms, it does happen. Boko Haram infamously kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls from a village in Chibok in 2014, around 90 of whom remain missing. And still within international news,